There's a lot of name dropping in today's Bible reading. And I don't mean with pronunciations and everything like that. There's a lot of name dropping. You've got Tiberius is the governor. Tiberius is the emperor, sorry. You've got Pilate as the governor. Herod is a local ruler. Philip is another local ruler nearby. Lysanias is another nearby local ruler. And Annas and Caiaphas are the high priests. And John is a nobody. Maybe all the names are there to show when this whole deal happened. It puts things into a historical context. But they're also maybe there to show that John isn't part of the establishment. He's not the emperor or the governor or any kind of local ruler. He's not a priest. John is the voice calling out in the wilderness. He's the voice of peace and justice away from the voices of corruption and greed. And John has no idea how things work. Here he is talking about not the way of power or the way of fame or of just keeping your nose clean and fitting in. John's preaching about getting ready for the one who puts everything back in order. John's preaching about repenting, turning around 180 degrees from sin. He's preaching about all of humanity seeing God's salvation. And you know what? Even if the last bit, all of humanity sees God's salvation, even if that's feel good, the rest of the words really aren't feel good words. John is not a feel good guy. He's a tell it like it is, or at least tell it like it will anger someone. Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, every mountain and hill shall be made low. The crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth. Those are not calm and peaceful words. Get ready. Clean up your act. No stones unturned. Clean up your house. Clean up your life. You can't avoid what's on its way. That's John. Scary. And not just because he ate bugs. Scary because of his words. Here's the thing, though. Jesus didn't arrive and go on the attack. The one whom John announced is a little bit different than the words that John described him as. Jesus didn't issue a call to arms. Jesus didn't instigate a war against the powers that surround us. But, like John, Jesus did call on the whole world to turn away from sin and to turn towards God. He didn't say, turn away from justice and towards power. That was the way of the world. He didn't say, turn away from humility and towards vitriol. He didn't say, turn away from peace and towards war. Too often we see language from John or other places in the Bible and we want to go there. Let me tell you, it's no secret, at least if it wasn't a secret before, it's no secret now. I am opposed to war. I can just make that blanket statement. I know it's not as easy as that. But more than that, I'm opposed to the vitriolic language when it comes to war. The shock and awe language. I lament that any service people are deployed to face and to be a part of violence in the name of peace. And I also recognize that it's not as easy as there must be no violence, or there must be more troops, or just try to send in more troops and we'll cut off your funding. You know, catchphrases and knee-jerk reactions to difficult situations are what cause escalating and continuing trouble and violence. So difficult situations and difficult Bible passages need thought. They need discussion. They need prayer. We can't just read something and then go with the knee-jerk reaction, especially when it makes us lean towards violence. It was too easy when John and Jesus walked the earth to expect a violent and powerful king to come and take over. It's too easy to read today's Bible reading and see violent and powerful soldiers coming in to fill every valley, to make every mountain and hill low, and to make every crooked path straight. It's too easy to define everything as good or bad, left or right, Christian or un-Christian. And it's too easy to bend the Bible so that it fits our agenda. Just think of your agenda. You can find a Bible reading that fits with it. So today, John set up as an outsider. The Bible reading sets him up as one who was announcing that something big was coming. Set him up as the one who says, "All flesh shall see the salvation of God." His words are scary, but you know what? I don't think that John, the outsider, was calling for any kind of violence, any kind of violent reordering of things. I think he was announcing good news. He was calling for all to see what was and is coming. That's God's deliverance, God's safety, God's life-changing good news. So I want to read this morning's Bible reading again. And I hope that we can hear it as a people who expect God's life-changing good news for all. In the 15th year of the reign of Emperor Tiberius, when Pontius Pilate was the governor of Judea, and Herod was ruler of Galilee, and his brother Philip, ruler of that region, and Iturea, and Trachonitis, and Lysanias, ruler of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. He went into all the region around the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. As it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah, the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, every mountain and hill be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth. And all flesh shall see the salvation of God." Advent continues. Christmas is coming. It will get here. I promise it will get here. So let's prepare with peace, with hope, with love and with justice to make those rough ways smooth. Amen.